Hi.
How are you?
Not too bad, and yourself?
With all due respect, let's get the small talk. Welcome to Let's Skip the Small Talk, a podcast show where we talk about it all, one topic at a time. I'm your host, Tyconis Allison. With that being said, ready, set, stimulate.
Let's get small talk.
Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning into episode 194 of Let's Skip the Small Talk. Ladies and gentlemen, we're six episodes away. Wow. Six episodes away from the big 200. Wow. Time flies when you're having fun. You want to know when else time flies? Times fly when gas is high. That's right. That may or may not be true, but it rhymes, so I had to say it. Ladies and gentlemen, today is going to be a very special episode. I'll be joined by special guest, my good brother Malcolm, and we are going to talk about it. It's time we talk about it. We cannot ignore the signs all around us. Gas is high. Eggs are high. Bread is high. I mean, my suit. You know, in 2020... when I went to the dry cleaner, it cost $16 to dry clean my suit. And then in 2021, it became $17. And now 2022 is $18.50. Everything is on the rise except our salaries. As you can see, what this episode is going to be all about. Without any further ado, let me go ahead and welcome in my good brother Malcolm. And let's dive right in.
Well, are those things still cheap?
What?
Everything going up.
Man, my brother, we you ready to get started?
Man, let's do it, man. That's what's been killing me, this session that we're either in or heading right into.
Man.
Interest rates. Boy, I had my biggest deal ever. Somebody was buying a penthouse condo in downtown. Nice. Atlanta. Mm-hmm. That jump was for $1.1 million. The interest rate went up. They was like, "Nah, we can't even do it no more." They said we can't afford it.
What?
I was like, "Oh my God, yo, that's all I had to be dealing with this weekend." People just wanted to back out their contract because they can't afford the offers that they put in. Like literally, with interest rate used to be like a 3.25. Mm-hmm. Now it's like a 5.25. That's like 2% jump since the beginning of January. And to put that in terms, like numbers term, that's the difference between paying $1,700 a month and paying $2,800 a month.
Jeez.
Yeah.
That would be a deal breaker. Absolutely.
Yeah. So it's not that people can't still get a house. It's now we have to go back to the very beginning. Searching. I've been spending all my time realigning the houses for people in their new bracket, their income bracket.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, everybody got knocked back. Like,
so what's going on, my brother? Like, our salaries didn't really change. If anything, they gave us a 2-3% increase, mm-hmm. which isn't much.
Nope.
But yet they're expecting us to still make ends meet. With everything going, I mean, eggs went up, bro, like $1.25.
Yeah,
bread went up.
Milk.
As you know, gas is out the wazoo. Let me tell you something. We live kind of like how you guys live in proximity to Atlanta. Is how mm-hmm. we are to boxing, right?
Yeah.
20-25 minutes away. Traffic, 40 minutes. So, dude, the gas price, if I'm ever low on gas, first of all, the new full tank is half a tank, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Brother cannot afford a full tank anymore. Uh-uh.
Yeah.
Keep it at half. Half is the new full.
And we got economical cars, fuel efficient cars. We got Camrys.
Yeah.
Those are fuel efficient cars.
Yeah.
Bro,
yeah.
It should never cost me $55 to fill up my tank, bro. Never.
Brody.
Never.
You, my brother, and I was looking at the gas prices in the United States from AAA, AAA.com. They have all the gas prices. Uh-huh. Let's stay right here. Let's just talk about that real quick.
Let's do it.
Because I wish I could spend $55 to fill up my tank, but to fill up my tank halfway is $45. So just imagine, you know, what I'm sorry. I just can't get over putting more than $45 in my gas tank. That's why I always cut it off. And it's always a little bit over half. And I have to go every 3 days. But here's the thing. In Boston right now, if I'm ever low on gas and I have to get some to make it back home, the gas over there, bro, is like $4.85, $4.90.
God.
I'm not making it up. Now, at home, right down the street where I can walk to the gas station, is $4.65. So dang, you're talking about a 20 to 25 cent increase. Just being, you know, 20 minutes away, you understand? So I like to buy gas close to home, and preferably I like to buy gas at Stop and Shop to use the points. You get 10 cent off gas, 20 cent. And if you build your points up, you get up to $1 off gas. So that's where we're really getting our gas from. We're trying to get everything we can, man. I want to run this map by you. And this is present day. This is May 24th right now, right? AAA's national average. Dude, let's go to your home state. They say the average in your home state is $4.14. Now, you, my brother, I'm not giving your county away to the entire world. We have six continents listening. But in your county, because I know all about it, my brother, your county is quoting you guys at, about $4.12. Is that close?
No, that's very,
okay.
Right, almost right on point.
Okay. My brother, let me tell you about a couple other countries here, man. I'm sorry, a couple other states.
Yep.
All right.
Want to hop over there to Cali?
Do you, so you want to jump from where you guys, first of all, you guys are in dark blue. If you look at this map, you guys are on the lower end of the spectrum. I mean, you guys have some of the lowest gas prices.
Yeah.
So you want to go to red. Red, California has the highest in the country. Average, please take a guess, Malcolm. Please take a guess.
I think they're close to $6. I would say like $5.85, $5.95, or maybe they hit $6.
You're very good.
Really?
Very good. It is $6.
Is it?
$6. It's slightly right over $6. It's about to be $6.10. That's what it's about to be.
And you know how much gas you waste in LA?
Oh, sitting in that traffic.
Horrible traffic is.
Welcome.
Man. Hey, man.
So let's talk about it, man. What's going on? Everything's going up. We barely got salary increases. You know, I'm just speaking in general. Maybe somebody got the woo-wop, but they was giving the money out last year. The government was giving the money out in 2020, and the jobs was giving the money out in 2021. I mean, people were getting $10,000, $12,000 salary increases, no promotion. So things was looking real lovely last year.
Yeah, it's cause and effect, Brody. It's cause and effect. You always have to ask yourself, why is the government giving you money? And there's always a repercussion to that. Right? It's no different from like selling, like, so I'm in real estate. I'm sure a lot of people know I'm a realtor, right? You can find down payment assistance, right?
Yeah.
You can find grants, things like that, that'll pay your whole down payment. I always advise people not to take that route.
Why not?
You pay for it. There's nothing free. That's what people have to understand. Nothing is free. Either I'm going to get it today or I'm going to get on the back end. What you're seeing right now is they're getting it back on the back end.
Wow.
Right?
So all that, the extra $600 they was giving out for unemployment.
Yeah.
I mean, Malcolm, when
you can't print money that you don't have. You can't give money. The government didn't have money. When the government starts, last year, the government printed 41% of the money circulating in the economy.
What? That's almost 50%.
That's almost 50%. You cannot, bro, that you cannot have that. You cannot do that. Like, anybody would tell you, government printing, number one, you devalue the dollar when the government starts printing money.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So there's two different types of printing money. There's money that circulates and there's money that gets pulled out because it's time to pull out these 100s. It's time to pull out these 10s, 5s and put some new bills in. Right. So money always has to circulate. Government always has to print money for things like that. Yeah. But when you make up money that doesn't exist. Right.
Yeah.
Government has a budget. There's a budget every single year that they abide by. Where did they get all this money to give out?
Jeez.
We got three stimulus. We got unemployment. Where does all this come from?
Yeah.
We didn't pay more in our taxes.
Right.
You know, you got to start asking yourself, where is all this money that's going to Ukraine? Where is it coming from?
Ooh, Malcolm, is that why bread and eggs and everything is so high?
Well, okay, so let's take it back. So let's just go all the way back. And I always say this, in your lifetime, it's not our first recession anymore.
Right.
This won't be our last one, right? It is part of the, this is how it works. Either you're ready for it or you're not. But there's going to be some new millionaires who come out of this because you position yourself properly, right? But go back to 2007, right? The beginning of, they call that the Great Recession, not the Great Depression, but the Great Recession, right? You tell me what's familiar about then and now. What's the biggest thing? Gas.
Gas, yeah.
Gas was the biggest thing.
What's Brody, can I say something real quick?
Mm-hmm.
You remember, you was driving. Mm-hmm. I was still in driving school. But you remember how before, everybody was just hopping the whip. Your boys were hopping. You guys would roll out. And then you remember when it was like, yo, I need everybody chipping for gas money. Everybody throwing $5. Remember that?
Yeah. No, definitely. you ain't finna have me going all the way up here. You only got no bread because my dad already told me, like, listen, I can't go past this. And my story has to match up.
Uh-huh.
Like, they was counting gas back then. You said you went where? Nah, the gas ain't adding up. No.
Exactly.
So I had to get some bread from the friends to make it add up.
Yeah, everybody put in $5, we'd be all right.
Yeah, and what was another thing happening back then, Brody? Layoffs.
Oh.
Unemployment. War. By then, we were in, because technically the recession started in 2007,
mm-hmm.
right? It lasts about 18 to 24 months.
That's
just normal time for a recession, right? One to 2 years. But what they don't tell you is that there's after effects to a recession, right? Mm-hmm. So if we started in 2007, that's when the recession technically started, 2007, 2008, depending on who you talk to, right? So let's just say 2008. If that's 2 years, that puts you 2010. The reason why they call it the Great Recession, because it took us 3 years to actually come out of recovery.
That's what I was about to say. I feel like we didn't really come out until like Obama was in office.
I mean, truthfully, we didn't really come out of the recession until Obama's second term.
Yeah, keeping it
real. That's really when we started like, okay, we're back on our feet. Things are getting back to normal. We can start spending a little bit.
Yeah,
That's. So you have the after effect of a recession. But back then... it took a while to rebuild that steam and get us back to where we were.
Do you think we're headed towards a recession?
Yeah. I mean, I think first of all, when you ask the question, what is a recession? You might get several different answers.
Yeah.
Right. There's no like real, like, cause you can't really predict a recession, right? There's indicators, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't necessarily mean that you're in a recession, but I do think that if the government can't put things in place that, because I do believe we're in a recession.
Yeah.
Right now. Or at least we're right there at the line that says, hey, recession starts right now.
Yeah.
So I do think that we're in a recession, but if we have the right people in office, which is always a tough question to answer, if we have people who are supposed to be working for us in public service, I think they can, instead of putting a bandage on it, they can actually do things that can stop it from being what we experienced in 2008 through 2013.
Yeah.
Right? Because this is just the beginning. What you see right now is just the beginning, right? There's a lot of indicators that you can look at. Inflation, gas, war, layoffs, that is happening again. Mm-hmm. Unemployment is starting to spike back up.
Yeah.
Right? What else is happening right now? Businesses are showing, everybody came out, Walmart, Target, Apple, their first quarters, they lost money. Netflix lost money.
Ooh.
When you see that, when retail is showing you that they're losing money, right? That is a great indicator of letting you know things are not good, right? When multiple businesses, especially not, we're talking about businesses that ultimately help run our economy. We're not talking about small businesses. Like, we're talking about, everybody knows what Walmart is.
Yeah.
Everybody knows a Target. Everybody knows Apple. Everybody knows Netflix, right? When these companies come out and tell you that they're taking losses, my friend, we have a problem.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just the beginning. There's too many things that, and truthfully, there's smaller indicators, right? Supply chain, right?
Yeah.
Supply and demand. Demand got out of control. The pandemic helped with this, right? Beginning of the pandemic, there was a lot of layoffs.
Mm-hmm.
But it didn't last too long. It was only 3 to 4 months, right?
Right.
What they call those downturns, right? Where you're just kind of figuring it out. But now it's being a little bit more consistent. There's more indicators added to that.
Mm.
Since 2020 to now 2022.
Yeah.
See, we got in this false reality from the end part of 2020 to the whole 2021 because the government interfered.
Mm.
So we didn't feel the true effects that we should have felt. We're just feeling it now.
Yeah.
It doesn't help that there's a war going on too. So what happens, and it doesn't help that we never did the pipeline too. I don't know if you remember that, but they stopped work on that pipeline.
The one in Dakota?
Yeah.
Oh. Yep.
So when you stop us from doing things, we're now relying on other people to give us gas, right?
Yeah.
Joe Biden released 50 million barrels or 50 million gallons of it did help, but it only lasts like a month. Remember when the gas prices went up and they started to go back down?
Oh, you mean when gas is $3.89?
Right. And then it went back to like, it went back to like, you know, $3.40, $3.50.
Uh-huh.
And then it started going back up.
Oh, right? Man.
Because he released some of our reserve gasoline.
Wow.
But yeah, I mean, the indicators are there. Like it's in front of our face. Like, and the thing is we participate in a global economy, right?
Yeah.
When the United States that says that publicly coming out the mouth of the president of the United States, when they say we will defend Taiwan with military boots on the ground against anybody, that does something globally.
They said that?
Yes.
Oh, man.
You know, and China guess who we trade a lot with is China. They don't like that.
I know.
China's already in a, they're, because they're dealing with coronavirus again.
Really?
Yeah. So because we there's a lot of business that done that's done with China, there's a lot of the supply. We can't get what we need because we run as a global economy. For Europe, who supplies the most fuel? Russia.
Ooh.
Oh, so now Russia's in a war with Ukraine. Everybody takes Ukraine's side. I'm Russia. I'm not giving you no more gas. You're going to have to, you know what I mean? Or wow. Or they say that we're not going to get any more gas from Russia.
Uh-huh.
Oh, now your gas is going to skyrocket. You know what I'm saying? It's a global economy. So when things happen around the world, it affects everybody.
Yeah.
And then eventually, see, we sit down and we don't, because you don't always understand how these things work. But, you know, the United States works off of a global economy. Most developed countries work off a global economy. That's why Russia's hurting, right? But that's why we're hurting too. Maybe not as much as them, but mm-hmm. we're still hurting. Everybody's hurting. Now, to what degree? It's a little different, but everybody's hurting in some way, somehow.
Yeah. That's interesting, man. I mean, so I gotta ask, if the war ended in 3 months, how quickly would gas prices go down?
It just depends. See, when you play politics, you never know.
Yeah. Right?
Because you kind of have to stick to your guns. You're going to have to find gas from somewhere else. You're going to have to go get it from Venezuela.
Yeah. Yeah.
We already don't like them. There's a problem, you know, getting gas from them.
Jeez.
Right.
Oh,
so
man.
It's like, you can't just go back to Russia and be like, hey, now the war is over. We want gas, and then help them make this money. That's now they're going to rebuild their military, you know, things like that. So it's, you know, now the war is not.
It's not the primary reason.
Yeah, it's not the only thing. It helps with the overall situation. Like it's just adding fuel to the fire.
Right. Okay. Well, let me ask you this, man. I mean, hey, the writing's on the wall. How do we prepare for this recession that we're already in the beginning of? Like, what do we do from here? What's your advice, my brother?
Yeah, so, I mean, this won't help the recession, but when people start spending less, right, that ultimately, it ultimately causes us to be in a recession, right? If people are no longer buying things, that does cause the recession to linger. That's okay, right? At the end of the day, you got to pay your bills. You have to take care of your family.
Yeah.
So cut back. Scale back a little bit, right?
Yeah.
Cut some of them subscriptions. Subscriptions, your whatever. If you got, because if you're somebody like me, you got Hulu, you got Disney, you got Netflix, you got Paramount, you got all these subscriptions. And if we're being honest, I probably only watch out of the 8 that you can have that you're paying all $14.99 for.
Yeah.
Right. You probably maybe go between 2.
Yeah.
Right. So let's be smart.
Yeah.
You know, don't negotiate your insurance policy. You know, think about refinancing refinancing is not an option right now with interest rates being high, but go ahead and start, you know, taking some of those credit card debts so that, you know, you're not paying high monthly bills or whatever the case may be, but just start making a game plan, right? For things get worse. If you get laid off today, how long can you last?
My brother, let me tell you something, man. I was in a grocery store like a couple weeks ago, and we needed toothpaste. Typically, the brand we buy is the Hello brand.
Okay.
And
organic joint?
Yeah, I was reaching for it, and I looked at the price. I typically don't look at the price. I just pick it up. I pick up like 2 or 3. Yep. I get a mint one, and then I get like the turmeric one. You know, I just, you know. Man, I actually looked at the price. The price was $8.99 for one.
Because it mattered.
I said, oh. I start looking around at other toothpastes. I haven't looked around at other toothpastes for about 2 years now. I'm not making this up, bro.
Me too. I'm there. But bro, this is what you have to do.
But let me tell you what happened.
Yeah.
My brother, I looked down and then I started looking for toothpastes with the cell. With the card, you get the cell.
The cell.
Man, mm-hmm. My brother, I seen a Colgate, Mint Blast, three of them. I'm talking about, hold on, two for our bathroom, one for Aaliyah, for $4.99. Hold on, I get three. I cover everyone's bathroom in the home for $5, opposed to getting one for $8.99.
Yep.
You already know what I went and got. We all use a new toothpaste now. Dog, I really looked at it. I'm like, $8.99 for one?
Yeah.
And so I got to get the two. You know what I'm saying? You know, some mornings you want to use this one. Some mornings you want to use that one. You got to get the two. That's $18. And then we get the Hello for Aaliyah, which is $6.99. So then you're talking $7 on top of the 18. You're talking $25 for toothpaste? Mm. When I just got enough, I spent $5 to get enough for all of us? Nah.
You see why businesses closed during the recession? You're making the most economical decision for you.
Wow.
You want to hear something really funny?
Yeah.
You know what's another indicator of if you're going into a recession?
What?
Men's underwear.
Really?
Men's underwear sales.
Now, how so?
Yeah. During a recession, that is the most, not, I guess, the number one item that men do not buy during the recession is underwear. So if you see a decrease, if you go to the store and you see, dang, there's a lot of underwear on the shelf. It's a truth. Like a lot of economists use that as an indicator.
No, I know exactly why too.
Yeah.
I know exactly why, because first of all, as a man, when you out shopping at the store, and I'm just speaking for myself, majority of the time is not for me. So, so let alone if I only got enough money for the people that I'm there for, you know, my daughter, my fiance, whatever it may be. You know, when you got the extra money, then you're like, man, let me get some new t-shirts. Let me get some more underwear. Let me get some new socks. But when you don't got that extra, it's like, nah, we don't even need to go over there. I'm straight.
Ain't worth it.
I got my joint from 3 years ago. They still fit. I'm good.
Straight up. That's what it is, bro. That's what it is. That is what it is.
Wow.
Catch yourself doing stuff like that. It's an indicator of where we're currently at.
Wow.
Supply chain is horrible. Demand is exceeding supply. You can't get the supplies to you. You know, it's a reason why we're already dealing with supply chain. It's a reason why the United States said that they'll come and defend, you know, Taiwan. Taiwan makes 71% of all smart chips. That goes in everything.
Oh.
Computers, cars, da-da-da-da. I mean, we you really think we're going to let China take over that?
Wow.
Get that to China, you get... They got everything.
Mm-hmm.
That was bold to come out and say something like that, because you know China doesn't even see Taiwan as an independent country.
I know. They won't even say their name.
Come out and say that, yeah. And China came out and said, "I think the United States should mind their own business."
What?
Mm-hmm.
You want to know something I learned the other day? I didn't know that. At least 90% of the vitamins in this country is from China.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things that's like being kept in mind.
Where we get it from.
Yeah. So it's like you can't go too hard with China because people can't get their vitamins.
You know what I'm saying? Here's what we do with China. We don't have a plan B.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that we can't get the same vitamins from somewhere else. It's just we're only getting it from China.
Mm-hmm.
We got to start having some plan B, some plan C.
The part about it is, and I'm not being facetious or anything, but I mean, my brother, we all know this, but China's working on their future. They want to be the future 100 years from now.
They do.
The same way America was working on its future 100 years ago, mm-hmm. right? In 1922. You know what I'm saying? After the Great Depression in the 30s, when they was giving out all these mortgage loans and to build up houses and da-da-da, America's been working on itself for 100 years. China's working on itself trying to be in that number one spot 100 years from now.
Yep.
So yep. It's...
We're being honest. We've been the big dogs in the hallway for a long time. We've been the seniors.
Yeah.
Running the hallways. Right? China has been that freshman who's came in that you've always noticed. Everybody noticed. Real. It's just what it is. The freshmen come in, there's a senior, and then you realize that one freshman, oh, he's making a lot of noise down there.
Mm-hmm.
Man, you got this freshman, he's playing varsity too?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nah. They giving him, they talking to him? The scouts coming to see him too?
Yeah. Yeah.
Can't stay a freshman forever.
Jeez.
Either we gonna have to graduate or we gonna get left back.
Oh man.
They not stopping.
What are we doing? What are we doing as a country to maintain our position 100 years from now? What would you say? If anything?
The only thing that I know for sure is military.
Okay. Okay, yeah. Yeah, they pump a lot of money into that.
It's military. One thing about us, which, I mean, ask Ukraine. Why is Ukraine able to last this long? Right. Well, most predicted that they would, that the country would have been taken over within a week, 2 weeks, the most.
Yeah.
Because one, the intelligence we provide them, two, the weapons we've given them, and three, the training that we've also provided them.
Wow. All from
the majority of the United States. Those javelins, we're not supposed to say we're giving them jets, but we're giving them jets.
What?
Yeah, we're giving them tons of guns, things like that. I mean, this is, we're giving them high tech, almost so much where the Department of Justice came out and said that we have to be careful how much we're giving them. Because really? They said that what it takes to create some of these or manufacture some of these weapons. We're digging into our stockpile at this mm-hmm. point. We got to slow down a little bit because we're giving them a lot.
Yeah.
So it was like, we got to slow down a little bit. It's to the point where they say it's going to take us years to rebuild our stockpile. But granted, our stockpile is huge. Yeah, real huge, but still.
Jeez, man. I thought Putin said if anyone... you know, intervened, that it would be a problem.
Putin just meant, strictly just meant military boots on the ground. Or
okay. Okay.
Yeah. But he knows, Putin definitely knows that we're giving him those javelins that have been taking all his old ass tanks.
His tanks are old, Brody.
Yeah, from the Soviet Union. Still riding around them joints.
They are trying to reclaim their glory, man. They was on the verge of taking over the world, huh?
Yep.
Wow, man.
Wow. I didn't know people could be so obsessed with stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then here we are, regular people now all suffering because countries want to occupy borders.
Mm.
So important to them. But,
that's interesting, man.
Yeah, man.
Since we touching on the war real quick, do you think it's like, you think it'll be over within this year, or you think it's going to linger on for some time?
I think it's hard to tell. I mean, one thing Putin does, he has the numbers, right? So whenever you have numbers, you can make things linger. But you also don't want to make yourself look like you lost.
Mm.
So I think what happens is Putin does what he did with Crimea, which is also Ukraine. He took over that city and that region.
Mm-hmm.
I think he does something like that in Ukraine. And that's like the Donbas area of Ukraine. I think he takes over that area, claims that area of Ukraine. So claims a piece, not the whole piece of it, and says he's victorious. And, you know, kind of bows out with a little bit of whatever respect you can get out of that.
Wow. Wow.
But I think Ukraine as a whole is going to be able to, with the support, not only the United States, but all the other NATO allies, that they will be able to maintain most of their country. And it's funny that places like Poland and Finland are now requesting to be part of NATO because they were next.
That's what I was going to say. Like
next,
like they're not a part of NATO, but yet they're getting like aid. Probably not all the aid they would, you know, get if they were part Ukraine. Yeah. And so now you're saying like countries who are tinkering on the line now they want to join.
Now they want to join.
No hesitation, huh?
Hesitation. They see all the support Ukraine got.
Wow.
They want some of that. But really it really came down to, because if it's not that we care about Ukraine, right?
Okay.
Well,
I was about to say the media.
Yeah, they make it seem like it was just this great relationship with Ukraine. We've had issues with Ukraine. We've always considered Ukraine to be very corrupt. That's why they're not part of NATO. Because we thought their governments in the past have been very corrupt.
Yeah.
But military-wise, strategically-wise, letting Russia get Ukraine is just too much. That's too much of Europe. That's too close to, you know, to now your France, the UK's, you know, it's just too much. Italy. Now you become too much of a threat.
And so much of this is about location, dude.
Hmm?
So much of this is the same thing with Cuba and Miami, you know?
Yeah. Yep.
Like Cuba's just way too close to the United States for them to be a communist state. So they fought like ever. Way
too close.
Way wow, too close. Man. This
that's
is
why
like
Russia was very in tune with Cuba.
Yeah. Yeah. I got a question.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned something earlier. Millionaires will be built out of this.
Yeah.
So I watched the movie The Big Short, right? You remember that movie, The Big Short, where it was about the loans that they was giving out?
Oh, yeah.
That finally just, it was with Steve Carell, real good movie, by Adam McKay. You know how Adam McKay is.
Those prime loans?
Yeah. So, who's coming out on top out of this? Can you see it?
Who's coming out on top of right now, it's a little, I can't really see who's coming out on top because we don't know exactly what's causing the recession. We know supply and demand is at its highest, you know, inflation. But really what started the recession in 2008 was the housing market.
Yeah.
But really the housing market is not really to blame this time. While home prices have skyrocketed, right?
Yeah.
It really just kind of took people out of the market. Right. Mm. But there was still enough demand where it didn't make a difference.
Okay.
But it's just pricing now. See, back in 2008, it was pricing and predatory lending. So you got a lot of people who were getting loans for homes that they really couldn't afford. And banks knew that.
Wow. Right?
Banks make you pay insurance on your home that you're living in when you take a loan. They're covered. They're going to get a portion back when you don't pay on your mortgage, and they're going to foreclose on you and then sell the house for another portion to make up the difference, if there's a difference. So, businesses don't take a loss. That's why you see money going up. Inflation. Why? Because I'm not finna take a loss for y'all.
Wow.
That's what I do as a business.
Wow.
If it's costing me more because the company is charging me more to deliver stuff to me, guess who's going to pay that? You're going to pay that.
Yeah. Wow. So we're really getting the short end of the stick, man.
We always get the short end of the sticks because we're the consumer.
Jeez.
When you're the consumer, you always get a short end of the stick. You gotta start positioning this. People have to start positioning themselves to be assets over liabilities.
Mm.
Right? Mm. You got to see yourself and what you do as the asset, right? Start thinking of careers or investing in things that's recession-proof. There's a lot of things that are recession-proof, right? Healthcare, doesn't matter. People die, they born, they get sick, they get healed, they recover. Healthcare. You don't have to be in healthcare to make money in healthcare.
Mm.
Right? Invest.
That's
you know, true. And this is a time. Like, if you know that, okay, I got this much, this is the perfect time to start investing.
Really?
Invest in Apple. Invest in Alphabet. Invest in those companies that you know they're going to bounce back because you're going to get it at a discount rate.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what happens after recession? Everything soars up. Go get these things at a discounted rate because that's what you're going to get. These companies are, go get some of Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
Netflix ain't going nowhere. They're going to bounce back.
Yeah.
You're going to be just fine. They're going to bounce back. Right? They might even bounce better.
Mm.
Guess what happens when companies start losing? They start thinking of other creative ways to make money.
Yeah. I heard ads are coming to Netflix.
Yes. They have to. They got to make up that difference.
Yeah.
They got to make up that difference. So they're going to play your little 10 second ads, 15 second ads.
No more.
Yeah. Right. No, that's old. Nah, they're going to see the little yellow line throughout the whole thing and be like, dang, there's an ad right there.
Oh my gosh. Especially on all those things they promote, the top 10 movies, top 10 shows. It's going to be an ad on all of those.
And they're gonna make up all their dollars that they missed out. Because who wouldn't want to put an ad on Netflix?
That's true. Netflix is king, still king in my opinion.
King. Who's beating Netflix right now? Yes. Do you have a lot of competitors? Yes. But Netflix is the one who set the way.
Yeah.
Is Disney coming strong behind them? Yeah. But after Disney, who else is really behind them?
It's crazy. Like Amazon Prime has stuff, but one, I'm so into like Netflix. I'm just a creature of habit already. But I've definitely watched some things on Amazon Prime. But also like where I'm just not like used to going there and used to navigating through it. I'd be like, I just press the Netflix button on the remote control. Just go back to Netflix.
Right. But also that's a good point. Invest in things that are lifestyles.
Mm.
Don't invest in trends. Invest in lifestyle brands. Number one, tell me the last Nike commercial you saw that actually promoted their shoes.
Oh, that's true. It's the person.
Tell me the last Apple commercial that you saw that actually promoted a phone.
That's true.
Netflix and Chill is the number one advertisement for Netflix.
Right. Yeah, through text messages.
And it had nothing to do about watching a movie.
Exactly. You know, put the TV on.
Put the TV on. You know. Go to Netflix. They're going to let it run. Hey, Netflix get paid when you let it run.
Yes. Wow. Netflix... You fall asleep, Netflix let like four episodes go by and then anyone asks, hey, you still there?
You knew I was asleep after the first one. Come on.
They done ran it up for 4 hours watching The Irishman, that whole long movie. Hey, you still there? Nah, I done fell asleep 3 times on this movie. It's too long.
Right. That's like me and Moon Knight. on Disney.
Oh, yeah. Oh, how is that?
It's actually good, but every time I watch it, I go to sleep.
I ain't gonna lie, the preview scared me, man. It seems too dark.
And it's really not, from what I saw.
Okay, so. Okay.
And I haven't seen much, but.
okay. Wow, man.
Yeah, man, I mean, and listen, man, all these jobs are still hiring. Go get you one.
Yeah.
Go get you one. Take that bonus.
Mm-hmm.
Put it aside, because listen, you can still negotiate your salaries because businesses still need you.
Now, can we talk about that real quick?
Yeah.
Malcolm,
mm-hmm.
Where the hell are people getting their money from?
Mm. I don't know, because we're in the Great Resignation, so I don't know what's going on.
It's like unemployment is high. There's so many jobs available, mm-hmm. but people still making money. I
don't know.
Yeah, I don't.
I haven't figured that out yet. Like, I really don't know. There's a missing piece to the puzzle.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people are resigning, but there's all these job openings, right? Now, granted, they do come from sectors where they're not paying a lot. You know what I'm saying? Like fast food, retail, right? Yeah. But even, I mean, if we're being honest, fast food has really, if anybody has increased wages, it's fast food.
Absolutely.
Bigger than Absolutely. Any, in my opinion, bigger than any industry.
That's right? Very true.
So, I mean, honestly, I mean, you can make a decent amount of bread out of fast food now.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know, remember, McDonald's was not finna give nobody $15.
Nah, sure wasn't.
McDonald's giving everybody $15 now.
I know, times have changed. Times have changed. It's crazy. That's the crazy part. That's why I can't wrap my head around this. So many places have the hire and now sign, mm-hmm. and some places are promoting like the starting rate
or
starting salary. But it's like, where are people going to get their money from now? Because it's not like everyone is homeless.
Right.
All of a sudden, it's not that. People are getting money, but they're just not getting it the way they were before the pandemic. Well, before Corona started.
Yeah. Truthfully, some people took all that money.
Mm-hmm.
Like really bossed up. They started making a t-shirt business. They started doing a hair. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm just from Atlanta, so I'm just speaking on what I know and what I see. I can't speak for every region, but I know people who got that PPP for $20,000. Boom. They bought them a little brick and mortar. Started doing hair.
Wow.
Or they went to hair school.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or you got people who making shirts like as a hobby. And now, oh, boom, I could do this full time.
Dang.
Because I don't quit my job. I got a little money. Or, you know, people just starting up businesses.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's what a lot of it has went to. Like, all right, shoot, I'm pulling in $4,000 or $5,000 a month. Shoot, if I do this amount of shirts, I make $1,500 a week. If I do this, you know what I mean? It's people are doing that.
Yeah.
That's one thing the pandemic, you know, taught us. Now, this is why I also think why recessions are sometimes created, right?
Mm.
Government don't like that. Because when you're self-employed, you can control what you report.
Mm. That's true.
You can control what you report, what you made, what you didn't make.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Or you can, you know, finagle your expenses and your write-offs and things like that. Government don't like that. You know, this economy is built off of employees.
Very true.
We're also making money off of Bitcoins and cryptocurrency and things like that. Like, there were so many other things that opened up to people, right? Like, for the first time, you know, online gambling became a thing. I mean, you know, people were now betting. They're making, oh shoot, I put 200 in, I win 1,000.
That's true.
You know, it's just so many different avenues that people were taking. Oh, I can do Forex, I can trade, da 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 da. Even though stock market is down, crypto is down, things like that now, but you know, you find the right coin.
What? Right. And everybody was trying, we was out here like the gold rush trying to find the right coin.
The Wild Wild West.
Exactly. Oh my gosh. Wow.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't have the formula to really like tell people what to do, but just be just like start thinking about it. Start opening up your mind to things. I will tell you, like, don't invest in brands, invest in like lifestyle brands. That's, you know, I know crypto is down. Put a little money in there. You want it, this time to buy now because it's going to bounce. Everything is going to bounce back. Stock market is down, but it will bounce back. That's just how it works. We're officially in a bear market, right? That is true. We're in a bear market, which means that is, I'll put it to in a real estate effect. So you have a buyer and seller's market. We were in a seller's market, right?
Yeah.
Sellers controlled everything. They dictated pricing, terms, things like that, right? Now, they raise interest rates. My house is no longer taking 7 days to sell. It's taking 21 days, 30 days. I might have to start giving a little bit more, doing a little bit more to make a sale.
Wow.
Right? Oh, I'll give you $4,000 towards your closing costs. Really? That was unheard of a couple months back.
Mm.
I mean, it's still unheard of in the market that I'm in, but there are houses now stay on the market for a little bit longer.
Mm.
Now, Maxon, what's going on with your house? We're at 45 days, hasn't sold yet?
Wow.
I'll give you asking price. I don't need to overbid.
That's true. That's true. Wow, man.
You got to understand the market that you're in. You just have to, you know, keep your eyes open and look at things, right?
Yeah.
Start to understand like, oh, shoot, layoffs. Layoffs are coming. Netflix, layoffs.
Dang, that's true.
Right? Walmart, Target, major retailers.
Mm-hmm.
Are reporting losses. How do you make up for losses? The first thing that they always, and they say they don't, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, we haven't laid off nobody, da 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 da, and this, or our last thing we're going to do is layoff. Layoff, you got to look at layoffs, right? Wow. You just got to look at them.
Yeah. They're going to cut that payroll.
Got to cut that payroll. It's the easiest way to make up money.
Yeah. Jeez, man.
I could say 60,000 right here for the year.
Mm. And granted,
if you're not really within a company that actually cares, you don't get no severance package.
That's true. You get your last paycheck.
Last paycheck, and that's over with. Here in Georgia, it's a right to work state. No union, ain't no nothing. I guess, you know, you ain't gonna really, I mean, unless you work for a company that's based out of Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's based in Georgia, man. Good night. Have a good day.
Jeez. This is it, man. This is the world we're living in right now, huh?
It won't be the last one, right?
Yeah.
We just have to get smarter about these things. We gotta have a way to maintain. How long can you last if you have no income coming in, no revenue? How long can you last?
Some people is week to week, man.
I mean, but there's a reason why most people are, that's paycheck to paycheck. Most people live.
Yeah.
There's a reason why these systems are set in place. I mean, a lot of people, being poor and middle class is a good business for a lot of people.
Sometimes it feels like it's all by design, bro.
Sometimes it is. Think about it. This economy does not run without middle class. There's not enough rich people.
Yeah.
There's not enough.
Jeez.
But who's stimulating this thing? It's us. It's us, the middle class, whether you call yourself upper middle class, lower middle class, middle class. That is a true wheel of this economy.
Mm. Jeez.
Middle class.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you heard it from my good brother Malcolm. Prepare, make good decisions, cut back, save, and find ways to sustain and maintain.
Yep.
Sustain and maintain. That's the name of the game right now, man.
Sustain and maintain.
Man.
That's what it is right now. That's if I can leave y'all with anything, it's sustain and maintain.
There we go.
Time to cut back a little bit, see where those dollars are going. And if you have a little extra, you know, if you know that you're, you know, you've been doing what you've been doing for the last couple of years, you've been financially responsible, you got a little bit of savings, you know, put that money somewhere. Not all of it, just take a little bit, a small percentage, and put it out there. A percentage that you're willing to let go. And I guarantee you, let it ride out. It's gonna bounce back more than what you put in.
Wow. Wow. My brother, thank you so much for joining me and giving all this great advice, man. We deeply appreciate it. Absolutely.
Absolutely, man. Thank you.
Nah, no doubt, man. No doubt. Should we're gonna need you back in like a year from now. Like Malcolm called it. He called it, y'all.
I hope I'm wrong. I'll just be honest. I hope I'm wrong. But
them gas prices saying otherwise.
If one thing we're in, we're definitely in a downturn. Like the GDP, it's consistent. The economy is shrinking.
Yeah.
Consistently shrinking. So
wow. To think, man, we was pumping money, dude.
Pumping too much money.
Shoot, our bank accounts were inflated. Now they deflated.
Oh my goodness.
They went from inflated to deflated. Oh man.
It was almost giving me a rack just for having three kids.
Yes. They paying you for having your family. Right. When did that happen? Normally it's the other way around.
Right.
Right. Wow. With that being said, let's jump into our next segment. Have a treat.
As you know, each and every episode, I recommend something for you to read. I recommend something for you to do. I recommend something for you to watch because you deserve to treat yourself despite all that is going on. Ladies and gentlemen, you do deserve to treat yourself. And here are some cost-free ways to treat yourself. Let's save on that, huh? I know it's not a laughing matter, but sometimes all you can do is laugh, right? What I recommend that you watch, speaking of laughing at non-laughing matters, I want you to watch Kevin Hart laugh at my pain. Classic, classic stand-up. Personally, my favorite. My favorite, hands down. The first time I watched Kevin Hart laugh at my pain, it was on Comedy Central. And I was literally laughing, like, uncontrollably. And that rarely happens. You know how sometimes you give people a courtesy laugh? No, this was an uncontrollable laugh where it's like, it was so funny. You couldn't help but just crack up. So, hey, let's lighten the mood, right? There's a lot going on in the world. Go to YouTube. Go to, where else may it be? Yeah, you could definitely rent it on YouTube. It's probably on Amazon Prime. Yeah, I mean, everything is there. But Kevin Hart, laugh at my pain. All right, all right, all right. You're going to learn today. Now for something to read. What I recommend that you read, ladies and gentlemen, is, hey, I want you to do your own research. I want you to do your own research about everything that's going on. Right? Do research about the recessions we've been in before. And maybe it will help you prepare for the one we're currently in. I mean, I believe we are. I really do. Now, for something to do, what I recommend that you do, ladies and gentlemen, we are lightening the mood. However, we are doing research. We are prepping ourselves. We're not being ignorant to the matter at hand. But what I would like for you to do is, hey, enjoy this lovely weather, right? It's not blistering hot just yet. And the rain has subsided. It's not raining as much anymore. Anybody else notice that? The pollen is still at an all-time high, but it's only a couple more weeks of that. We need the pollen. Annoying as it is, it just gets everywhere. Literally, pollen will be on a dresser that's 20 feet away from a window. How it got there, I don't know, but it got there nonetheless. Pollen just be wanting to make everything grow. But enjoy this weather. Hey, have a cookout, right? These warm spring nights, light up the grill, kick back on the lounge, look up at the stars, bring the TV outside and watch the Celtics tonight. Game 5 in Miami. Let's go Celtics. Have some fun, y'all. Have some fun. I know expenses have risen. And I know what it's like to have that monkey on your back, that burden weighing down because everything is going up except your bank account. But those moments you do get a chance to exhale, do so. The moment you get a chance to exhale, be sure to do so. All right? Thank you so much for listening. I deeply appreciate it. Please send this episode to everyone you know. I mean, I think everyone will benefit from it. Absolutely. Before you leave, I want to leave you with this question. Ladies and gentlemen, do you think we're in a recession, or is a recession right around the corner? Thank you.